This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Wedding trends, I can't understand them anymore. And people have been using like their dogs as ring bearers for years and years at this point. And it's cute. We all like to see how happy the dog is and, you know, trots down. Well, this is a couple that didn't use their dog, but they did use an animal, and Katie has the details.
Yeah, this couple in England decided, how can we really step this up? How can we really make people talk about our wedding? Something to remember. What if our ring bearer was an owl? And her husband said, who? Just kidding. Okay, so they decide we want an owl to be our ring bearer. Are they like owl people? Do they have their own owl? No. It's not like their pet owl they wanted. They had to go find one.
Right.
So they found an owl ring bearer during the ceremony with the rings. It flew away.
With the rings?
With the rings attached to it. And what is funnier to me is that at first it flew away and nobody knew where it went. Okay. Then it kind of flew back.
Oh.
But so far up, like on a building, and like landed on a perch or a ledge.
Yeah.
Nobody could reach it. So the bride and groom just through their reception just had to like stare at the owl above them that nobody can reach that has their wedding rings.
First of all, this is a bad omen.
You think?
If you're going to be all spooky about it, oh my God, yeah. Your rings flew away before you could get married.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh boy, oh boy. And then just perched like the raven from Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep.
And stared at you and said, no, you may not have these bonds of love.
So the handler, this owl didn't show up on its own. Obviously, it has a handler, right? The handler is doing everything he can. Got some chicken, tried to, wave it down. Bride in hysterics. It took 7 hours to get the owl back.
The bride was in hysterics.
Wouldn't you be?
If I'm going to get a bird to be my ring bearer, at the very least, I have to entertain the idea that it's going to fly away.
Okay, it does seem that way.
Like you didn't see that this was, at the very least, a possibility.
Well, who knows what maybe the handler was like, Jerry, the owl,
no,
I don't know.
The owl's name has to be Al.
Al
the owl.
Al Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, got it, okay. Al, great at his job, okay? Been doing this for 6 years.
He's never done this before.
Never had a problem. It's going to be easy breezy. Your guests are going to love it. They're going to talk about it for years. They can't stop talking about it. Al will be fine. That's probably what the handler said.
But then, like everybody, though, they snap at their job sometimes.
Yeah, he quit.
He quit in a big way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than no call, no show. He just said, you know what?
He took his
F this wedding.
He took his Chili's polo off in the restaurant.
Right, exactly.
And just walked out.
And said, hey, everybody, just so you know, Sharon the GM is a bitch. I'm out. Cranarita's with me in the parking lot. They can't get us all. And Al just sat up there on the building with the rings. With the rings. Do we know what kind of Al he was?
I didn't know that there were different kinds.
There are many different kinds. And I feel like that is a very important question. You get a great horned owl, that is too scary. That's like having a mean old man at your wedding.
Okay. As opposed to like...
But you get like a barn owl?
I mean... Can you, if I turn my screen?
What was the, I can't see.
You can't?
Oh, is this the owl? Hold on a second. No, there's a thing that says your computer's low on a thing or something.
Okay.
Katie's got a broken hand.
No, there.
There we go. Okay. That's a very sexy owl.
Okay. I think
that's the owl that, that turned into David Bowie in the movie Labyrinth. I think it's a barn owl.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right. It's called barn owl.
Okay. That is the sexiest owl.
Because it looks seductive in the eyes.
You can't tell if it's a boy or a girl,
yeah.
But you just know that it's there to party.
Yeah.
Okay? That owl is the lady of the night.
Okay. Oh, do you think it's a woman?
Or a man.
Okay.
But even the men are ladies of the night. Okay. And I can almost understand the decision, let's get this sexy owl to bring us our rings. Still a bad idea.
Really?
Still a bad idea. But if I had to guess, though, they did not have a traditional wedding from top to bottom. Like, I'll bet that they...
It was Harry Potter themed.
At the very least. Or at the very least, they considered having a costume wedding.
I bet you anything. That's why they had a freaking owl.
And the reason they were so upset that the owl flew away with their rings wasn't because they were expensive, but because they were like hand-blown glass from the maiden fair.
From the lava of Alderburg.
Right. Remember when we climbed that volcano in Iceland?
Yeah.
That's where we made... They were just twined and we twisted them together ever since. Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
So good on this owl, actually, for stopping such a silly wedding.
Well, I think the wedding happened.
Oh, they still got married?
Wings. Or rings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.